Okay, Tav Vav Kama, Tav Nun Tes. Tav Nun Tes and Perek HaKones. And we are actually in the middle of a sentence. We're in the middle of a sentence. The Gemara, based on the Mishnah, has just has been discussing how one pays for a Nezek. If one damages a small part of a larger unit, one does not measure the value based on the part per se, but you have to measure it legabe the entire unit. Meaning you see how much the entire unit is worth, with or without it. And in that way, one is a little more lenient on the mazik, and you don't go too far, and you don't go too little, but you go right in the middle in terms of what you measure it against, as the Gemara discussed yesterday. So we started to discuss a story with the Reish Galusa, where a man cut down a palm tree of his friend. He comes to the Reish Galusa. The Reish Galusa says you have to pay exactly how much it was worth, 33 1/3. But then he came to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, no, that's wrong. You have to pay 6 was compared to 60, right? Shishim. So Amalei Rava. So Rava says about 12 lines up from the bottom. Amnun Chesem Abeis. Im Amru Beniske Mamona Yomar Beniske Gufo. Fine, you value and you estimate the value based on, you know, the relative to the larger unit by Niske Mamon. Is that really true by Niske Gufo? Meaning, would we even be Mako for the Mazik by Adam Mazik? Again, this might relate to what we discussed all the way at the beginning of the Masechta a number of times. If you say that Nizkei Mamon is based on the Mechayev, is Hefsid Mamon, the loss caused, while Adam HaMazik has more of a focus on the act that was done, so then Maisa Hezik, then you might say there should be a distinction. By Hefsid Mamon, okay, there would be different ways to evaluate how much Hefsid you caused. But if it's Maisa Hezik, you might say, what was the Maisa Hezik on? It could be that. Could be that. But either way, Rava says, shouldn't there be a difference? So, Amar Le Abaye Le Rava, Abaye says to Rava, no, why should there be a difference? But Nizkei Gufo Mai Daiteh, what's your reason for Nizkei Gufo thinking that it should not be Shishim, meaning it should be per se? The Tanya goes to the following Braisa, Hamafker Kamashal Chavir Smadar, the person ruins their friend's vineyard while it is just getting ripe, Smadar, Rono so Kama Haisi Yafa Kotom Lachain, Bekami Yafa Lachabikan, you see how much is worth before and after, Bilib Shishim Loktani. So you see that you don't measure it Lekabi Shishim. So is that your Raya, says Abaye Tarava, that Adam HaMazik should not go by Shishim, but should just go per se how much is worth? But also regarding this Kimamun, we have a brisa that's not machalik, or does not specify legabe 60. Milo Tanya ki agavna, the Tanya, didn't we have a similar brisa that says as follows? Kitmanatia, somebody cuts down a small sapling of their friends. Kitmanatia, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi quotes the Gozer Xeris of Yerushalayim, the ones who make Xeris in Yerushalayim, right? Admon, Hanan ben Avshalom, those two great rabbis from the last parak in Ksubis. So they make Xeris, and they said, Omrim Natia Bashnasa Shte Kesef, Bashte Shanim Arba Kesef. They said, there's an objective amount. If it's a year old, you pay 2 Kesef. If it's 2 years old, you pay 4 Kesef. Achla chaziz. If you ate chaziz, Rashi says shachas. If you ate straw that is just growing, but it has not really reached its stage of maturity yet. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Nidon b'Meshuyar Shabo. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, how do you measure something that is not ripe yet? Nidon b'Meshuyar Shabo. What does that mean? It means you estimate how much it would have been worth had it grown to its full potential. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita. See Rashi, Roanes Hanosar, Lefima Shetala Kol Aruga Varuga Bimei Akatsir Umishale. How much it would have grown, and then you pay. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita. Nidon B'Meshuyar Shabo. Based on, let's say, how much the rest of the field grows, you see how much each section is worth, and therefore you're able to figure out the nezek. That's Nidon B'Meshuyar Shabo. The Yamshel Shlomo here has a irony, where he says, right, usually this is a chumrah, right? You don't go by what it's worth now, but you go by what it's worth then. But it says the Amshel Shlomo, according to this, in Simen Yud Ches, let's say a plague goes across the field. A plague goes across the field, and then the whole field is destroyed a week later after you did the hezek. So it says the Amshel Shlomo, potter. Potter, why? Because you go by what it would have been worth, and the plague destroyed the entire field beside it. It's different, even though Rabbi Yossi Aglili is usually a chumra, but here it would be a kula. The heichashen is kalkel acharkach shar arugos shelo achla habehema mishidafon o mishar takalos rose shein omrim ma yishalim ze halo sofa hayolis kalkel. Right, so chilik ze shayech le Rabbi Yossi Aglili. But according to the chachamim, you don't say such a thing. You don't say such a thing according to the chachamim. Only according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. If the other one is open again, I don't know. Okay, so that is Rabbi Yochanan Hilul Shita. The Chacham Omrim, and the Chacham say no. Rowan Osa, Kama Haisa Yafa, Kama Hi Yafa. The Chacham say no. You figure out how much it is worth and how much it was worth, right? And you figure out the difference. Figure out the difference between them. There's a question in the Achronim. How much do the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Yosei Glili? Rabbi Yosei Glili, it makes sense. You know, however much it would have been worth, you knocked out the potential. So therefore, you know, you have to pay for it. So the Chachamim say, no, you go by now. So why is that? Why do you go by the here and the now? Is it because you don't have a chiyuv to relate to the future? When you damage something, you look at what you did right now. It doesn't matter what it would have been. You look at right now. Or do you say somehow that today's value includes the future potential? You know, you don't know what's going to happen in the future, but it includes the future potential. So that's a question that Rav Yisrael Zalman brings up. V'hinei b'hach, in the Eben Azel, in Zion Yud Aleph, in Niskei Mamon, v'hach din denido b'mishuyer yesh lachkar. So he quotes the Rabbanan who argued in Yosei Gluli. Imu mitam delo sabriach dina desorach ha-mahzik l'shalim mashi ziku v'mashai roi ilios. You forget the future, you just go by basher husham. Odenema debemez yesh din l'shalim lo v'mashai ziku v'mashai roi lasos. But the machlokas is, do you have to go by trying to figure out the future value, or even this value right now includes its future potential? So that's a question that the Eben Azel has in Hilchos Niskei Mamon within the Shita of the Rabbanan. Okay, anyway, getting back to the Braisa. So Braisa says, if you cut down or you damage these young saplings or chaziz, Rabbi Yosei says you go by the future, what it would have produced. The Chacham say, no, you go by what it was, how much it was worth, and how much it is worth. Achla smadar, if you eat smadar, smadar are little grapes that started to get ripe after the first stage. It's not the smallest ones yet, but it's before it's totally ripe. Smadar. Right after it gets ripe. Rashi says, Lachash Baruchum Yad. So Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rowan Osakilu Hinanavim Omdos Libatzer. Rabbi Yeshua says, similar type of idea to Rabbi Yossi Eglili. You see how much grapes that are about to be cut off are worth. Right, that's how you figure out the value. So again, similar to what we said before. And similar to what the Yamshon Shlomo said 2 lines ago, Tap Tosfos, the Afilu Imniskalkel HaMishuyaros, here though, it's the opposite. Even if the rest of them get ruined, Mishalim Kanavim Homelessly Butzer, you still pay what grapes would have been worth. Didn't the Yamshon Shlomo have a good taina a few minutes ago that if the rest of it got ruined, can't you assume these would have gotten ruined? So says Tosfos, no, because by grapes, a lot of times you have part of a vineyard that gets ruined and part of it that doesn't get ruined. So you cannot automatically assume that since part of it gets ruined, the whole thing. V'dafka, and that's why Tosfos says v'dafka bismadar. That's why he gave this a specific example. Da'anavim pa'amim she'elu miskalkalim ve'elu nisolim l'fichach eno dino nidonik b'mishu yarav v'tfua. Let's say it would be grain, so then everything goes with each other, and therefore you would say if some of it gets ruined, the whole thing gets ruined. Okay, so Yeshua says, you go by ki'ilu anavim omdus libatzer. Rowan kama haisa yafa v'kama hi yafa. And again, you know, you go by what it was worth and what it is worth. Rabbi Shimon med Yehuda omer mishim Rabbi Shimon b'med varma murim. When do you say all of these halachas? Bizman sha'achla lulve gefanim v'yichure te'enim. When do you say that you go by evaluating what you damaged l'gabi the rest of the land? That's only where you ate stalks of gefanim or yichuri te'enim, or the stalks and the shoots of the figs. But aval achla pagim o bosar, but if you ate pagim or bosar, which is the early stages of being ripe, right, it's the size of a little bean, so then rowan osan kila navim omdus libatzer. So then he says, no, once you ate the grapes, you didn't eat any of the stalks, you ate even the small grapes, so then you go by how much it would have been worth omdus libatzer. Again, the Gemara is going to discuss what's the difference between this shita and the previous shita. But anyway, end of brisa, k'tani mihas. What do you see from this brisa? What do the chachamim say? The chachamim merona san kama haisi yafa v'kam hi yafa. V'lo k'tani b'shishim. Says Abaya, this is all in Abaya's claim to Rava. Remember, Abaya says to Rava, you had a raya that Adam Hamazik should not be legabi shishim because it didn't specify. So here's a case of Niskei Mamon. And it's a case where you also don't say shishim. So what's the halacha? Ela ma'ischal mer b'shishim. You have to say this second brisa is obviously talking about shishim. So achanami b'shishim. So to hear shishim. Some say that maybe this isn't dafka case of Niskei Mamon. Maybe this is also just another case, but you see it's the sheet of the chachamim. Because you're the Chacham, you know they have to say Shishim. But they don't say Shishim. But just like this one, it doesn't mention it even though it's true. So to the first one, it doesn't mention it even though it's true. And therefore we say by Adam HaMazik and Iskei Mamon, one would say you relate it Lagabe the Shishim. The Pnei Yeshua asks on... I'm sorry, not the Pnei Yeshua. The Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe and the Dibras Moshe asks, in all these cases, you're not sure how much it would have been worth, how much the potential. So we say you go by dirt and rules. And sometimes you go by Hanavim homelessly busted, like Tosa said. You don't know if it would have been ruined, therefore you have to assume it wouldn't have been ruined. Why don't we say Amosim Echaver Lavaraya? You should always go by the lower amount. Amosim Echaver Lavaraya, you don't know how much it would have been worth. Oh, maybe it wouldn't have been ruined. But who knows? Why don't you say Amosim Echaver Lavaraya? Says Rav Moshe, no. You only say Amosim Echaver Lavaraya if you're not sure if you're chayiv. If you're sure that you're chayiv, you're just not sure how much, so then you might not always assume, because there's a cheskas chiyuv. Once there's a cheskas chiyuv, then you don't say Amosim Echaver, only if there's a cheskas ptur. So for example, the Gemara says in Masechta Shavuos, the Mishnah says, right, and there's a difference between if I go over to you and say, you owe me money, and I don't have any proof to it. I don't have any proof. So if you say, I don't know what you're talking about, then we say Amosim Echaver Lavaraya. Eini yodeim nishayavti lecha. But what if we say, eini yodeim praticha? Right, if a person says, you owe me money, and the other guy says, you know what, I'm not sure if I paid you back yet or not. So you know what? You don't say Amosim Echaver Lavaraya there, because it's a cheskas chiyuv. It's not a cheskas ptur, and therefore, once we know that you're chayiv, and we're not sure if the chiyuv was removed, so then you don't say Amosim Echaver Alav Haraya. So that's Rav Moshe's important point regarding the brisa here, that you go by possibly what it was worth in the future. Okay, next. Amar Abaye. Says Abaye... Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Shmuel, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Hada Amran, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, as we just said. He's the one that said, right in the second to last line in the previous Amud, Nidon b'mishuyer shabo. You go by what it would have been worth had it grown. For Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanya, and Rabbi Shmuel, as we had back on Dav Vav. What did Rabbi Shmuel say? Meitav Sadeo, Meitav Karmo Yishalem. The Pasuk says that you have to pay from the best of your field. Whose field? Rabbi Shmuel says, you go buy the Nizak's properties. Right, that's Rabbi Shmuel. Demei Nizak. Rabbi Akiva Amar, Loba Hakasav, Elo Ligvos, Linizikin, Minha Idis. Vakavachomer Lahegdish. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the Pasuk is coming to teach me that you're Gove for Nezek from the best. Right, and we assume that that means, the Gemara interpreted on that Vav, that means Demei Mazik. You go by the Mazik's properties, you measure the best. The Kavachomer Lehektish, and it's a Kavachomer to Hektish. Those last three words were discussed there on Davavim Beis, Dav Zayin and Aleph. What exactly does that mean? The Lo Tema, and says the Gemara, don't interpret this Machlokas, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, like there was a Havamina there, Kirav Idi Bar Avin, like the Havamina there on Davav. The Amr Rabbi Idi Bar Avin, what Rabbi Idi Bar Avin said, what's the Machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva? Aruga arugos, where a person ate, an animal ate a flower bed of flowers, v'lo yadina kichusha havi ishmeina havi, and you don't know what type was it, a lush plush area that was eaten, or do you know, was it a lean, you know, not so productive area, and you don't know. So da'amar kum shalim ishmeina v'meitav. And that's what we say. You have to pay the lush value based on Meitav Dika Hashta, right? That is there now. Tahachi lo amrinan. You don't say that's the Shita, and that's the case of what they're arguing about. Why? My time, but why wouldn't you say that? Because you have no idea. You have no idea what was eaten. So how can you just say, oh, you automatically assume that the best was eaten? That's not the case of discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel.
Isn't it a field?
What?
Isn't it a field?
But there's a suffix what the chiyuv was. No, so the case of Rav Moshe, the question is about a future event. Right, the question is about, I think that might be the difference. I'm trying to think of the difference. About a future event, is it going to get ruined or not? Is it going to get ruined? So therefore you say there's a cheskas chiyuv, and therefore you're not going to say. Here, you don't know about the Maisa Hezek itself.
You don't know what happens.
You don't know the chayfetz. So that's not the case. Don't tell me Rav Idi Bar Avin's pshat of the machlokas is correct. Ella b'meitav l'kamei. But what do? You go by what it would have been worth. Umayniyu kiyef l'salik. Right, and you go by what what it would have been. And that's how Rashi explains this line. Look at the second half of Rashi Votema. Elamai Meitav Denizak to come Rabbi Shmuel. What does Rabbi Shmuel really mean by Meitav Denizak? La Besvekemai. It's not a case of Safek that you don't know which land was damaged. No, Vahachi Kamar. Osa Aruga Sha'achla. That Aruga, Yishalin Kvimasha Haisa Ruyalaytiv Lashbiach Lakamei. You go by what it was ra'i to produce. Meaning, Rabbi Yishmael is just like the shita of Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. So that's why they say, Davar Echa. That's how you should interpret that shita. Period. The Malo HaRoim, even though we just asked it, the Malo HaRoim also asks the question of, does Rabbi Yidi totally reject HaMosim HaChavar Lav Araya? Does he reject that principle? Says the Malo HaRoim here in the back. Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Yelish says the...
Did we answer?
So let's just read his words. So we said there's a difference here because there's a suffix. No, here we're saying that we asked on the Hava Mina, why don't you say there's a Cheskas Chiv here, and that's why you shouldn't apply a Mosim Bechavero. But either way, we rejected it. We say don't interpret it because of Mosim Bechalav Araya. So now he says, but why not? One second, where is the line here? I'm sorry. This Malo HaRoim is back on the Vavim Abes, right, where this originally came up. Nirabena Yesh Lomar, de Rove Hain Shmenos. It was a rove, and that's why you would suggest that you go by what's Shamein, the plush. The Afilo Amanda Amar Ein Holchen B'Mamonacha HaRove, and even though you don't go after the rove by Dine Mamonis, we had that back earlier, that's Loftes, you don't go, so what's Rav Idi Baravins? What is Rabbi Yidi Baravin's pshat, why do you go with the rove? Yeshlomar, beruba de isa kaman, mode de holchen. You go by a rove, by a ruba de isa kaman. That's his chilak. When do you say meos de chavar lavaraya and in holchen? When do you say in holchen b'mamonachar rove? That's only by a ruba de lesa kaman. By a ruba de isa kaman, you go after the rove. What does that mean? Ruba de isa kaman, ruba de lesa kaman? So we know there are two types of roves. There's a rove that's in front of you. Ruba de Isa Kaman, meaning you are 10 stores, 10 of them are kosher, one is not kosher, those types of cases. There are 10 women in front of you, there are 10, that's Ruba de Isa Kaman. Ruba de Lesa Kaman is a statistical rove, right? A certain, not this percentage of women, you know, have healthy babies, right? And don't have Nephilim. This type of rove, Nashim, are in islandess. You know, Ruba de Lesa Kaman, statistical roves. So the question is, which is a stronger rove? Misvara, which would you say is a stronger rove? So on the one hand, you might say, Ruba de Lesa Kaman is stronger. It's not just even in front of you, but it's statistics. This is tried and proven. Statistical rove. But it seems like from most sources, from many sources, that a Ruba de Isa Kaman is stronger. Ruba de Isa Kaman. The Gemara says in Maseches Chulin and Daf Yud Aleph, where the whole source is of rove. The Gemara brings a pasuk, Achrei Ram Lahatos. So the Gemara says, Ruba de Isa Kaman, Kegon Tes Chanuyos, V'Sanhedrin, Lokami Boilon. No, we're not even looking for a mukkah for the nine stores of the Sanhedrin. Kikami boil on Ruba de Lesa Kaman. What about Ruba de Lesa Kaman? What's the mukkah for that? So the whole assumption, the whole das of the Gemara seems to be that Ruba de Isa Kaman is more pashut. And the question is Ruba de Lesa Kaman. So this is a big discussion in the Rishonim and in the Rambam. If we have time at the end, maybe we'll come back to answering a stira in the Rambam in which is stronger. But the way that a number of Achronim suggest the difference between them, and I'll read it from the Rav Shimon Shkup. The Shar Yosher says that they're not just stronger and weaker, but they're different. Ruba de Lesa Kaman, that is what we call Birur. Birur, Ruba de Lesa Kaman. It's not that there's a suffix based on this specific case. You don't know in general. You don't know. There's a general suffix. So the Ruba de Lesa Kaman, Ein Mitzias Lefaneinu Ligrom Heter, Ela Isser, El O Isser, Rak Shikala Das Al Mitzias, Shuapi Mikrim Hayoser Shrichim Beragilim. Roves that ain't nilman mikra zeshel dayanim. You don't learn it out from Achrei al-Mahatos, by the Gemara and Chulon I just read. You don't need a pasuk you have to reread that Gemara. The sham ain't mitam birur. Veruba de lesa kaman hu mitam birur. Ulafi zesh nein yani rove elu nefradim hema. Two different roves. Ruba de isa kaman, a rove that's in front of you, ain't mavara sametzias klum. Finisher asavik amo mechsa al mechsa. You have nine butcher stores in front of you, and nine are kosher and one is not kosher. So this piece of meat. Why should you assume you go by the rove? Is that because you know for sure it came from the rove? Is there anything telling you, pushing you, forcing you? No. He says you still have the suffix. But the halacha is you're allowed to go back after the rove. That's what we call hachra. You don't know, but you're allowed to be machriya that way. The Torah gives you ways out of stalemates. But Ruba de Lesa Kaman, there's no suffix anymore. Right? Most women do this. Therefore, this is what you could assume. This is what you could assume. So that's Ruben de Issa and Ruben de Lassa Kaman. And Ruben de Issa Kaman says the... So which would you say is stronger? Again, with these svaras, usually we assume Birur is a stronger one. Usually we would assume that's a better... but Rav Shimon is saying it must be different, not just stronger. And that's what the Malar Rom here says on Da'av Avim Abayz. What would be a svara? Again, Rav Idi Bar Avin, who says that, why does he not hold of Hamoz Mechaber Olav Araya? So we gave one idea that maybe there is... we explained why there's no Cheskas Chiyuv here. So therefore, Hamoz Mechaber should apply. So now you get to the question of why does he not hold of Hamoz Mechaber Olav Araya? So that is what the Malar Rom says, and that is he follows the Rov, and even though in Halkam Amonach Rov, he follows it by Aruba to Isa Kaman. Okay, there's more to talk about there, obviously, but we'll continue. Omar Mar, back to the Gemara, quoting the Brisa from above. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishum Reb Shimon, Bamed Ram Amurim Shachla Lulve Gafanam Yichori Te'enim. What did Reb Shimon Yehuda say? When do you say all this applies that you're shamin legabe the shishim? That's only if you ate the stalks and the shoots. Hasmadar, but if you actually ate the unripe fruit, Ro'onosan Kilo Anavim Omlisti Batzer. So you're allowed, you assume that it is grapes that are already ripe. That's how you can measure it. A Maseifa, but look at the next line. Achla Pagana Boser, Hu De Ro'onosan Kilo Anavim Omlisti Batzer. The next line, only if it's Pagim Obosar. Right, that stage of development, do you assume that it is anavim, grapes, hasmadar, but if it hasn't even reached that stage yet, it's just blossomed, then you go by no. You see by how much it's worth before and after. But you don't assume, meaning right now. So which does he hold? Which does the Reb Shimon ben Yehuda hold? By a smadar. The first line seems to say that smadar, just getting ripe, you're allowed to assume they're like full-grown grapes already. The second line says no. So Amaravina Krofatani, you know, read it all together. Bamed Ramamurim, when do you say that you pay Lagabe, the Shishim, the rest of the field? Bidvan Shachalu, big fun of Yichreitainim. Avalachla Smadar, Paganabosar, put it all together. But if you eat any type of blossomed fruit, even early stages, Rono, Son, Kilo, Anavim, Omdusli Batser, you always let assume that it is Anavim that are, Omdusli Batser, they're about to get ripe. Ihachi, Rav Shimon Yehuda, Hainer, Rav Yeshua. Aye, so what's the difference between the Shitas then? Both Shitas in the Brisa say, you always look at them, right, as if they're Anavim Omlisli Batzer. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon Yehuda say the same thing. Ikebinayu, Kachash Gufna. The difference is Kachash Gufna. What does that mean? It means as the grapes would have grown, they do suck some of the vitality and nutrition from the vine itself. And they weaken the vine for all future productions. So do you have to take that into account when I pay you for the, as if they're full-grown grapes, am I allowed to take off and deduct the value that the vine would have lessened or not? Kachash gufna, am I allowed to take that? Because really, that would have happened. Your vine would have gotten less had they grown. I'm paying for the whole grapes, for the grapes that are totally ripe, but the vine would have been worth less there. So am I allowed to deduct that? That's the machlokas. Below Masaimi, but the Gemara says, we're not sure who says which shita. We're not sure who says what. But then Abaya says, Abaya, I'm a Masayimi, sure we do. We know who says which shita. Who is the one that says you're allowed to take into account the loss that would have occurred? Rav Shimon Yehudi. Rav Shimon Yehudi says you're allowed to do that. Meaning just like one of the shitas in our Brisa here. The Tanya, because he says in a totally different context, the Mishnah in Ksubis, Rav Shimon Yehudi, Rav Shimon Manasya, Ones, Enu, Mishali, Mesatzar. We know Ones, Umafate, right, the discussions about the different payments that they pay. So a ma'anes does not pay tsar, says Reb Shimon Manasya. Why? Mipnei shesofal it's tar tachas baila. Because she would get the tsar anyway. She would be mitzar anyway, even in a marriage, in a loving relationship. So therefore, he doesn't have to pay the tsar. So what do you see? A loss that would have occurred had he not done anything, he says you're allowed to deduct. So to here, you're allowed to deduct the kachash gufna. That's his shita. And Amrulo, and the Chacham say back to him, that's not true. In a domen, Veles Baraslam, Veles Baones. No, there's in a domen, therefore, there wouldn't be the same type of tsar. What type of tsar are we talking about here? What type of tsar is there a machlokas about? So Tosva says in Elan Aris, a quote, it's different, whether it's so the Gemara there we had, discusses what type of tsar it is. But the tsar that is not discussed is tsar of the Hasharas Psulim themselves. Because that for sure is tsar. There wouldn't be a machlokas about that. that everybody would agree that there would be, you know, that would happen anyway, tachas baila. So therefore, that's not the tzar being discussed here. So that's why the Gemara there speaks about other tzar chibut, and the other possibilities of tzar that is discussed there in Ksubas Daf Lamed Tes. Okay. Period. Amar Abaya, fourth line. Hani Tanoi, Rav Shimon Yehuda, Amru Davar Echad. These Tanoim and Rav Shimon Yehuda all say the same thing, that you're allowed to, again, deduct a future potential loss. Rav Shimon Yehuda Hadamran, what we just said. Hani Tanoim Ahi, who are the other Tanoim? The Tanya, the Brisa says. Rav Yossi Omer. Rav Yossi says, Nechi Chaya. Nechi Chaya. What are we talking about here? In the case where somebody, Rachman al-Islan, kills the Dmei Vlados, right? The babies, he's trying to kill someone, and the Torah says he has to pay for the Dmei Vlados. So, says Rav Yossi, he's allowed to deduct the amount of payment for the midwife, because the husband saved that money. So, he's allowed to deduct the money for the midwife. Ben Azay Omer Nechi Mizonos. You're allowed to deduct the Mizonos. What's the Mizonos? Which Mizonos? Rashba Four Pshatim. Four Pshatim. Either the extra Mizonos that the husband would have to feed his wife during the last stages of pregnancy when she eats more, or the first stages after birth when she eats more, she's a nursing mother, or the mizonos of the babies, right, that you're going to have to pay for the babies more, number three, and number four, maybe mizonos until they're 6 years old, even mamish mizonos, I think Gemara says exubas, they have to pay, me ikar hadin. So either way, mizonos, that's so... What the Gemara Ksubas had, that was the stage that it used to be, Eino Samach al Shulchano. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that nowadays is older, and there's a chi of older, not just a Lefnim Rishur Sadin. Okay. Vaiter, Tamanda Amar Nachi Chaya, Kol Shekein Dmei Mizonos. According to the one who says that you're allowed to deduct the payment for the Chaya, surely Dmei Mizonos you're allowed to deduct. Avamanda Amar Nachi Mizonos, Amar Nachi Chaya Lo, but according to the one who says Mizonos, maybe you cannot deduct the Chaya. Why? To Amar Lei, because he might say, Issa Didi, Pekicha Hibla Miboy Chaya. My wife, she would have done her own labor. She didn't need a midwife. I wouldn't have had to pay it. So therefore, right, what does this remind you of? Right, the women in Mitzrayim. Right, the women in Mitzrayim of right, what does Shifra and Pua say? Oh, they can take care of it themselves. Here with themselves. Chayosena. Interesting. Chaya. They're their own midwives. Chayosena. Interesting. The Beis Halevi is quoted as saying, based on the Rashi there, right, because Shifra and Pua did this good deed of saving the Jewish boys. So they were zochet to batim, v'yaslam batim. So which batim? So Rashi quotes, bate kahuna v'levia. Excuse me, or bate malchus. Bate malchus. So why was that a midah keneged midah? So the Beis Halevi explains, maybe this was Reb Chaim, one of the Brisker Ravs, that what did Paro want to do? You know, he wanted to get rid of all the boys, not the girls. In other words, there would have been all Jewish women. There would have been a lot of Jews. There would have been a lot of Jews, because, right, Judaism goes by the mother. But there wouldn't have been any paternal descent, and that determines yichus. Paternal descent determines yichus, meaning what shevet you're from, Kohen Levi Yisrael. So that's why what they do by saving these boys, they didn't save the Jewish nation, they saved the yichus, specifically. So that's why their schar was malchus and kuhuna v'levia, which all go by the father, the Beis Halevi. Okay. So Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brit of Yeshua, Ovid Uv the Kavati, Rav Nachman Beshishim. Rav Papa and Rav Huna acted like Rav Nachman Beshishim. Right? Rav Nachman said it's even by Adam Amazik. Lish Nachrina, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brit of Yeshua, Shamu Dikla, Agav Katina Da'ara. They were estimated a dekel tree, the palm tree, Agav Katina Da'ara. Agav, part of the land. The halach is like them by an Arimian dekel, which is just a regular dekel tree. It looks like a Reish Galusa, Bedikla Parsa. But you know what? The Reish Galusa is right, who said you measure it by itself, by a Persian dekel, because that's a very fancy chashuv dekel. So that's why that is measured by itself, not agav anything. Rashi says, chashuv hu ma'od. It's very chashuv, those Persian dekels, and therefore it's measured by itself, not agav anything else. Next, Eliezer Zeira, Havisaya Misani Uchmi. Rabbi Zeira was once wearing black shoes, v'kayi b'shuka d'narda, and he was standing in the narda and shook. Right, this was a minag of avelim. Right, wearing black shoes. Ashkechuha de Beirish Galusa. The Beirish Galusa found the Amarle Maishna Hani Masani. Why are you wearing these shoes? Amarlehu to come to Avilna Yerushalayim. I'm being Masabal in Yerushalayim. Avelus. Amrulei at chashivas nasavuli Yerushalayim. You're such a chashiv guy. that you should be misabel Yerushalayim, you should be able to be wearing black shoes. We'll talk about this after. Savar Yura Havi, so he thought he was a big shot. Yura. Asiu of a Chavshua, so he threw him in jail. The Reish Galusa says, how could you be doing this? It's not appropriate for you. Amar Lahu, so as he's being thrown in jail, Gavaraba Ana. He says, 1 minute, I'm a great man. Gavaraba Ana. Amar Le, Minay Yadinan. How do you know? Who says you're so great? Amar Lahu, Yatun, Bo, Minay Milsa. Oh, Ana, Ibai, Minay Chamilsa. Okay. Should I ask you a question or you want to ask me a question? So Amru Le, Boat. Okay, you ask a question. So Amar Lahu, so he asked the Reish Galusa and his group, Haiman to cuts kufra my mishali. Somebody who cuts down a kufra, which is unripe dates, how much do you pay? So Amar Lahu, mishali to make kufra. What do you mean? You pay for it. You pay the value of the dates as they are now. So Vaha, Vitamri, what do you mean? They're going to be dates, though. They're going to be dates. So Amar Lahu, mishali to make tamri. Okay, fine. You pay for the dates, what they would have been. Amar Lahu, Vaha, Laf, Tamri, Shakamine. But what do you mean? You didn't damage the dates. So they say, okay, fine. Amar Lahu, Eimalanat. Okay, you tell us. What's the answer? Amar Lahu, the Shishim. You go, you estimate them based on the value of the rest of the field. Amar Lahu, Man Amar Kavasecha. Yeah, who do you have on your side? So Amar Lahu, Shmuel Chayo Beis Dino Kayim. Shmuel is still alive and is based in. Shadur Kami to Shmuel. So they send the message to Shmuel. Amar Lahu, Shapar Kamar Lahu, Beshishim. They said, he's right, Shishim. Hishavkuhu. And they let him out. Okay? He knows this halacha, and therefore he must be a great man. Must agree, a great man. How could he? A question that we're not going to deal with is how could he use the Torah to get ahead? Right? The lo kardam lachbar bo. Maybe if he's thrown in jail, maybe he's allowed to use it. Maybe he was there to really wanted to teach him something. Either way. Okay, so let's, a few points about the story. So he was wearing black shoes. Tosfos discusses was it normal in those days to wear black shoes or not? Sounds like from here, not. Tosfos says, mashmash lohayu regilim b'menalim shachorim. Sounds like from this Gemara that they didn't wear black shoes. But Vitema, fourth line, the Perakam at the base, the first Perak and base says, you're not allowed to send somebody white shoes on Yontif because they still have to blacken them. See, they wore black shoes. So Rabbi Natan answers, maybe they wore black shoes, but they didn't wear black laces. Right, so the laces were the difference. They had black shoes and maybe white laces, so that's why that was the difference. What? I'm sorry?
He got thrown in jail
for not wearing the right laces. They're wearing laces that showed that he was a more chashev than he should have been. Why are shoes a keneged avelus? Why are shoes keneged avelus on Yerushalayim? So two ideas. Number one is the Gra. The Gra says that we have a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which the Gemara uses as a remes talil rego. Right, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Mayafu pa'amayich b'na'alayim. The beginning of Chagiga, right, talks about Lagabi Oli Regalim. So regarding na'alayim, so that's why we mourn. Regarding shoes. Or one could say, the thought that we mentioned many times, I think we mentioned it in the Parshas here, in Parshas Shmos, shoes, when we wear shoes, that symbolizes our shlita. Our shlita on the behemos, our shlita on the whole world. That's what we mentioned, that the four levels of being, so domeim, someach, chai, medaber, right, medaber on the top of the pyramid, and by wearing shoes, that symbolizes that we control everything, and that's why we saw Sli called Sarki in the morning. We have shoes in minds because that's what symbolizes the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us everything, and that's why B'makom Kadosh, the Shlach Kadosh said, quoting the Marshal, that B'makom Kadosh, you take off your shoes. Take off your shoes by duchening in the Beis Hamikdash, Shalna Lechem Arak Lecha, and B'makom Kadosh. Why? To recognize that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is really in charge, and it's he has the shlita here, not me. So maybe that's why. Also, when we think about the Churban Abayis, you know, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge. It was our sins, but then he took it away from us. He's in charge. So maybe that's another reason why Dafka Shoes is a simon of Avelis. Next point, though. So he says, this Chumra is not appropriate for you. This Chumra is not appropriate for you. What's that issue? So, also, an issue that we mentioned in the past, every Chumra, you know, related to the Chumra Shir that I gave in the past, one of the rules and regulations of Chumra is it has to be appropriate for the person doing it. It's based on the Gemara. I heard this B'Shem the Bali Musser from Rav Shechter, and then I saw it in the name of the Bali Musser in Rav Sternbach. So they both quote the same Bali Musser. The Gemara in Chul and Daf Kuvav quotes that Mar Ukva says, I am like vinegar compared to my father who's like wine. Why? Because my father waits 24 hours between meat and milk, and I only wait 6 hours. That's the Gemara. So they asked the Bali Musser, Mar Ukva wanted his ice cream so much. He so much desired it, but he thought his father was doing something great. His father was like wine. He only like vinegar. So why did he wait the 24 hours? If he thought it was appropriate, so he should have waited also. What's the answer? No. Because Marukva knew that this chumra wasn't appropriate for where he was. It wasn't appropriate for him to wait 24 hours. L'dugma, if a person is talking Lashon Hara all day, if a person can't get up for Shacharis, so then a person shouldn't be getting up Tikkun Chatzos in the middle of the of the night. So a person has to know what they're up to, what chumras they're up to. We have to go step by step and one by one. So that's why maybe here too, that's what the Reish Galus was saying. Is this appropriate for you? Morning in Rishalayim, you have to go step by step. And the same idea is said by the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, there's, if we have time at the end, we'll mention the story.
There,
right, if you can't get up for the... Okay. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, the beginning of Bechuk Kosai, has 42 pshatim on the first pasuk of Bechuk Kosai. It's a great story about that. Hopefully on one day when it's a short daf, we'll have time. That's not probably not today, and for sure not tomorrow. The but in number six, he says in b'chukosai teilechu, if you do the chukim, if you do what you have to do, then ves mitzvosai tishmoru, then do extra shmiras, then go lefnei mishur hadin. But first step, you got to go step by step, and that's what he says. That's pshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, v'lo am aretz chassid. Not that an am aretz shouldn't be a can't be a chassid, like we usually say, if you don't know anything, you can't be a chassid. But he shouldn't be a chassid. An am aretz shouldn't be a chassid. You have to go step by step and go in the appropriate order. Go in the appropriate order. Okay, there's also more here about Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that even though the Gemara says and Baba Basra and the Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to leave an amma and amma at the front of your doorway white, empty from being painted. Why is it, one of the rabbis asked him, that many people have it painted black as a zecher l'chorban in the front of their house? So Rav Moshe brings a raya from this Gemara that black is a siman of avelus. And that's why, even though the Gemara says just to leave it out, but even black is okay, and therefore, one would be allowed to have it painted black. There's a big shiloh, could you just have a beautiful Meshkachech Yerushalayim there? So, Moshe seems to be makel there too. As long as it's Zecha L'Churban, you know, then it is okay. Okay, there's a lot more, but we'll have to continue. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon Omer, Achla Peres Gemurim V'chulu. If somebody ate, back to the Mishnah had said that according to Reb Shimon, if you eat full-grown fruit, you pay full-grown fruit. So my time, hadam rachmano bir b'stei acher, malami shesham na lagabe asada. Don't we learn you always pay lagabe the rest of the field? The Gemara says, hani mi limi did the sarach l'sada. That's only by something that is needed by the sada. I mean, it's still considered part of the sada. Hani kibin dol tzrichi l'sada be'inayo b'yishlumi. Here, it's as if they're cut already. They don't need the field anymore, so that's why it's as if they're cut, and therefore you have to pay just for the fruit themselves. Just for the fruit themselves. Amrav Huna, Amrav Chia Bar Yirmia, Amrav Baraba, Don Rav Kirby Meir, Upazak Elchazak Kirby Shimon. Rav held like Kirby Meir, and like Rav Shimon. Don Rav Kirby Meir, Detanya, he held like Rav Meir, who says, in Ksubas, Kasav Lushav Lachasbala, if you have the field that's Miyuchad for the Ksuba, and the husband writes the field off to someone else as a sale, and she did not sign, she didn't act as a acquiescence, she didn't sign it. Well, sheni v'chas below, but by that he sold it to a second person, and she signs on it. If the ksubasa de Rabbi Meir, Meir says she blew it, she loses her ksuba, because she basically is saying that she doesn't care about it by the fact that she signed on it. And she cannot say that I just wanted to make my husband happy, because she didn't do it the first time. Rabbi Huda Omer, no, Yechol Isha Tomer, she could say Nachas Ruach Hasisi Labayli, Atem Malachem Alay, she could still say Nachas Ruach Hasisi Labayli. And she didn't want to in the first time. But we hold like Rabbi Meir in that case. That's what Rav holds. Upazak Elchazak Reb Shimon, Ki Hadat Tzani, hold like Reb Shimon here, who says Reb Shimon Omer, Achla Peres Gemurim, Mishal Emes Peres Gemurim, Imsa Asav, Imsa Asav, Imsa Asav, you always pay by actual fruit. Right, the Shimon Kubetza says, what does these two have to do with each other? He passed like Reb Shimon and passed like Reb Meir, because usually the rules are Reb Meir of Reb Yehuda, halacha Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon Reb Yosi, halacha Reb Yosi. So that's why the Gemara put these two together, because in both cases you're going against the general, the normal rule. The Sanza Rebbe once asked why the Chachamim, right, in the case of Elazar Zeira, in the story that we had, just one more point, we got to the Mishnah, why was he so specifically about Churban Abayis? Is that a specific issue that you can't mourn the Churban? Right, the first seven in Shulchan Aruch. So he says no, because in the Divrei Yatziv, in his Tshuvas, he writes, no, because the main loss of the Beis HaMikdash was not just that we can't have the Beis HaMikdash, but because of Bittul Torah. because the Bittul Torah that was caused, based on we don't have a Sanhedrin, and we're in Gullus, so therefore only somebody who was totally engrossed in Torah could properly mourn for the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore they say, is it appropriate? And that's why I wanted to be extra careful regarding that. Mishnah, HaMikdash, B'dochav, Sadachaveiro, Shalom Bereshus. Somebody makes a big pile of their haystack in their friend's field, without permission. And then the animal of the Baal HaSadah comes to eat it. Potter is potter. Why? Because you put your straw on my field. Not my fault. And if the animal of the owner gets damaged, so then the Baal HaGadish has to pay, because he had no permission to put it here. But if he had permission to bring it in, then he's going to be chayiv. Lema tanan de lo karebi di karebi. Maybe this mission is not like Rebbe, because what did Rebbe say? We had earlier, Rebbe says the balabais has to be makabel explicitly to guard it. Our mission seems to say it's automatic, right? When I allow you bring it into my field, it's automatic, you know, I accept to guard it. So Amar Papa, no, hacha, maybe our mission is about a specific case. But not tarbe dari askinan. We're talking about a case of people who are there to guard it. The Meiri says, Nota Beidari means it's a case where one person in this whole area watches everybody's Gedishim. To keep it normally, I'll the Gadish. So once a person says that, bring it in, I'll Vantel the Chahu. He means, you know, I'm going to guard it and take care of it. You have nothing to worry about. Fine. That is the the Mishnah. That is the Gemara. Let's just do the next Mishnah. And then tomorrow we have also some agadata. I hope at the end we'll get to it. We'll get to also lahas lasma b'mamun chaveru big machlokas Rashi Tosus Rambam Ravid says the Mishnah hashleich hazayir biyad chayr shod vakata and vati v'diyano chayim dina shemayim. If somebody sends a fire biyad chayr shod vakata, right? This paragraph is about ish, right? If send the fire biyad chayr shod vakata, you're patim diyano chayim dina shemayim. As we had earlier in the beginning of the parak, one of the examples. On daf nunvav or so, shilach biyad pikeach habikeach chayiv. If you send the fire in the hands of a mentally stable person, the pikeach is chayiv. It's his fault. Echad heviyasa or vechad heviyasa eitzim. Maybe it's eitzim chayiv. If somebody lights a fire and then somebody brings fuel for the fire, the one who brought the fuel is chayiv because it would have gone out. Echad heviyasa eitzim vechad heviyasa or hamiyasa or chayiv. If somebody had the fuel and then somebody comes and lights it, so then the guy who lit it is chayiv because he's the one that caused it to cause problems. Ba'achar veliba hamalava chayiv. If somebody comes and makes it larger, the one who made it larger is chayiv. Lives the haruach kula patur. But if the ruach is involved, they're all patur. The Gemara will discuss what are we talking about here. Would it have gone anyway? Would it not have gone anyway? What type of ruach are we talking about? So this is what the Mishnah says. Agun chaydesh to all to go daven Rosh Chodesh Aleph Adar.